Hello, Nina Marotta with the top stories from ABC News. Australia will reconsider its mission in Iraq after the country's Prime Minister declared victory over Islamic State. The war-torn nation is holding a public holiday to celebrate the end of combat operations. The terrorist group once controlled a third of Iraqi territory. The Arab League says President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital risks plunging the Middle East into further violence and chaos. At an emergency meeting of Arab foreign ministers, Lebanon even called for economic sanctions against the US. Four Palestinians have now died in the unrest, which has followed President Trump's announcement. A 22-year-old man has been charged with manslaughter following the death of another 22-year-old man early this morning in Adelaide. Police say the death occurred after a brawl involving two groups, throwing the spotlight on safety in the city's main entertainment area. And the Melbourne-born organisation that's won this year's Nobel Peace Prize has set out at Western governments, accusing them of trying to discredit its achievements. The international campaign to abolish nuclear weapons will receive the prestigious award in Norway tonight. And those are the latest headlines from ABC News.